Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and kicking off today's show, very special segment we're going to do right now because a big event is coming up, and it doesn't include us. It might. I might end up going to this event. We'll see how the schedule works out. However, it's a very cool event in its own right, and Christine McTaggart from Divers Alert Network is here to tell us all about it. How are you doing, Christine?
I'm great, Greg. How are you doing?
Great to hear your voice. You having a good day, I hope?
It's absolutely beautiful here. How's it down in Florida?
Well, it's not too shabby. Now, I know you're getting ready for a big event up there. I don't know what, just east of HQ, as they say, right?
A couple miles east of us is a beautiful spot on the coast called Morehead City. And Morehead is the home to Olympus Dive Center. And I'll be heading over there in just about a month for a very special milestone. We're having, we've been having a fundraiser with Olympus in conjunction with Diana Norwood. It's the Michael J. Norwood Memorial Fundraiser, and we are actually celebrating our fifth year.
Excellent. So it's 5-year anniversary of this very cool event. We've talked about this the last couple years, at least, I know, here on Scuba Radio.
And we have. We keep waiting for you to come join us at the event.
Yes. Well, we may make it up there this year. I'm trying to work some things around the schedule. We'll see. We got to go to Fiji and Galapagos and all these places. But I tell you, I definitely want to get to the East Coast to do some diving. And this event actually does entail some diving, right?
It does, in fact. It's 3 days of diving. And actually, I've got Diana and Nima here to tell you a little bit more about it.
Excellent. Well,
say hello.
Yeah, hello, ladies. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Now, first of all, Nima, tell us about the diving off of the coast there that you guys are going to, put together as part of this weekend package.
Yeah, no problem. What we do for these 3 days, it's actually something that we do most every day. What we're doing is we're diving shipwrecks off our coast that are in about 100 feet of water, about 25 miles off our coast. One of them that we're really known for is the U-352, the German sub that sunk actually in 1942. So it's very, very popular wreck site that people really want to come to. And the reason that they typically want to come for during the Norwood event is just because the opportunity to help Dan out, and it's a lot of the same people come year after year because they like the camaraderie and to be around the people that come to the event.
Yeah, I know John Chatterton comes out there and does his little song and dance routine, hangs out with the divers. That's a treat in itself. I mean, that for me personally, I'd love to come out and do some diving with John off the coast there of North Carolina. Now, well, that wreck site you mentioned, is that where the sand tigers that I keep hearing about is, or is that a different site?
Well, you know what? They move around. There's two main things that North Carolina diving and diving off of the coast of Morehead City are known for, and that's the German sub, and then it's also sand tiger sharks. And they move around, to be honest with you. They're kind of in a different place every year, and so sometimes you see them on the sub, and then sometimes you see them on some other sites. The Papoose is one that we're really, really known for, and that they're at. Another one is actually an artificial reef called the Spar. and so it's really close to where the sub is. And so you come out here and you get an opportunity to dive some really unique wreck sites, and then also with some really interesting fish life, like the sand tiger sharks.
Yeah, those sand tiger sharks look quite menacing. They kind of have that whole barracuda-type look to them in the shark family, don't they? But they don't mess with the divers. They're actually a little bit more, I don't know, they seem a little bit more laid back than some other sharks I've seen, at least the video that I've seen off the coast of North Carolina. Is that a fair assumption or no?
That is a fair assumption, and I personally would rather dive with a sand tiger shark any day as opposed to a barracuda. but we have both here, though.
Yes, well, I hear you. And also, that sub that you're talking about, how deep of water is the site for that? Right.
That's a good question. The sand is in 110 feet of water. And just above the conning tower, which is obviously the most distinguishing feature, that's in about 90 feet of water. So most divers, whenever they come, they're prepared for it. They're typically Nitroc certified, and so there's not much relief on the sub, you know, because it's such a small ship.
It's just a big tube, isn't it?
It is a big tube.
Yeah.
It is a big tube. And so that way, most divers are Nitroc certified, and so they've prepared for it ahead of time, and so they can spend a little bit of time down on it on the bottom and up above the conning tower and such. So it's really a beautiful sight, no matter how many times you dive it.
Interesting. Now, is that, I mean, for technical diving, is that something that you can actually penetrate if you're so inclined or have that type of training, or is there not really any way to get into this sub?
You know, there is a way to get into it, but we strongly advise not to. The sub is really one that you need to enjoy from the outside. It's about halfway filled up with sand on the inside. There are open hatches, but it's about halfway filled up with sand, so it's real dark. There's really it's best that you stay out.
Yeah, you go down there for the photo op with a submarine in the background.
That is
worth the price of admission, I'm guessing, right there.
That is true.
Yeah, and maybe a sand tiger floating over your shoulder too. It's all about the experience. I've you know, pictured this dive in my mind many times. I've just never had the opportunity to do it. So maybe we'll try to make that happen. This event is happening when again? What are the dates?
It is May 14th through 16th, so that's a Friday through Saturday, and we give the opportunity to our people the opportunity to do whatever they want to. We of course want them to do everything, but you can pick and choose, do some of the days or all of the days. But in addition to the diving, we do a dinner on Friday night that we've done every year. This year it's at a really cool little museum called the History Place. And it's catered by one of the local favorite restaurants, to where they have sort of Eastern North Carolina comfort food, for lack of a better word.
Nice.
And so it's really fun. And John Chatterton puts on a really nice presentation. And we do a silent auction. So we do all that on Friday after we get in from the dives. So, and then on Saturday, whenever the boats come in, then we do a barbecue on our back docks. And so it's 3 days of diving, but it's some also really fun times to you know, just be around divers also.
Excellent. And I'm sure you can get information there at the Olympus Diving website, right?
That is true.
And what's the website?
OlympusDiving.com.
Well, of course it is. All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much, Nima. Diane, let's talk to you a little bit about how this came to be. Five-year anniversary. I know this is an effort that is dear to your heart because of your late husband and the accident and all that kind of stuff. Fill us in a little bit for people who don't know how this kind of came to be.
In 2003, Michael was actually John's co-host and dive partner for the show that they were shooting called Deep Sea Detectives on the History Channel. And Michael died in an accident in Palau when they were shooting on the Perry, which was a World War II minesweeper. And we don't really know what happened to Michael. He had a medical event on his descent, and because of the remote location and the time lapse in between the accident and actually being able to have him see a forensic pathologist, you know, we just didn't know what exactly happened to him. So in a situation like that, you sort of want to try and find an answer, at least to try and help find an answer. And so I contacted Dan in terms of finding out what options might be available in terms of setting up a fund that could help to promote research that would help us to understand how these accidents occur and to help to try to prevent them, and so that, you know, people in the future won't be in the same position that Michael was in and that I was in, and we could try and take steps to make divers safer.
Yeah.
So, and then we did a show with the History Channel that addressed Michael's accident and publicized the fund, and actually Olympus Dive Center contacted John and said that they would be interested in doing a fundraiser to benefit the fund. And that was, actually it was probably a little over 5 years ago now that we started talking about it. So, and it's been a great experience. I mean, every year that we go down there, I am just overwhelmed with how much support people put out there and how excited people are that we're doing this and that we're there. And basically, you know, the event is fun. People have a great time. And, you know, Michael would have had a ball there. So, you know, I think he'd be really excited that, you know, his name is attached to the promotion of safety and research in diving.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely built over the last few years. I mean, I've heard more and more about it, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And I would imagine you are quite encouraged, you know, at the growth you've seen over the 5 years. And that's quite a milestone to make it to five and keep building and see, I don't know, there's no end of what you can do, I think. You can just keep building, don't you think?
Well, of course, and I think that it's important to note that, I mean, we've raised over $60,000 for the fund, approximately half of which has been donated through the fundraisers that we've done with Olympus. So, you know, that's quite a big number for a bunch of divers getting together and having fun for a weekend. So, you know, we obviously are so thrilled that Olympus has been so welcoming to us. And the best part about it is that this year, unlike the other years, we are actually going to be diving in the warm weather, because in past we've been doing this event in October and November.
Well, which explains why there might be a chance that I'm coming. Because I am
a spot open for you, Greg.
Well, I appreciate that. I am a warm water wuss, and they know it. And you know, it might fit in the schedule. It's definitely something that I want to do, and it's a great cause. Once again, if you go to OlympusDiving.com, get more information about this event. Christine, the dates again: May
14th, 15th, and 16th. It'll run Friday through Sunday.
Excellent. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including diving with wild dolphins in the Bahamas and for buried treasure in the Florida Keys. It's all next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Make yourselves comfortable and prepare to witness a man brought to the very edge of madness.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water, cool water.
I think he's already there.
And with the dawn, I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water.
I'm a warning you, stranger.
Cool, clear water.
Oh, yeah, we like that if we're divers, and we are. That's why you're listening right now, probably. If you're not a diver, you want to be one. And that's why you would hang with us here at Scuba Radio. Clear water is something we crave for our favorite pastime, and one of the places you can go is in the Bahamas. It's Bimini, one of my favorite islands in that 700-island chain. And Bill
Enola Keeps Bimini Undersea Adventures is one of the operators you can dive with. Bill is on the line with us from the Bahamas, from Bimini, as we speak. How you doing, Bill? Welcome.
Very good, Greg. How are you?
I'm great, my friend. Now, I would rather be you because you're hanging out on Bimini getting ready to go on one of your wild dolphin charters adventures today, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. We're getting geared up and getting ready to pull out here shortly.
Nice. Now, let's talk about that first because, you know, your operation, Bill and Alda Keefe's Bimini Undersea Adventures, you obviously have some great diving off the coast of Bimini, but one of the big attractions is your wild dolphin experience because you have a pod of dolphins that frequent the area where you guys dive, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Greg. For the past, this is going to be our 16th year interacting with the wild Atlantic spotted dolphins that are located on the Bahama Bank just north of the island. So it's quite a unique experience and something that's pretty special.
Now, one of the things that we do here at Scuba Radio is we like to delve deeper into the story, and we like to get a human interest angle on this. And we had a story last week, which I want to get your opinion on.
I'll go right ahead.
Have any of these dolphins ever come on to you?
No.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, wild dolphins gone crazy or whatever.
Wild dolphins gone wild?
Yeah.
No, nothing like that?
Yeah, I've heard of these stories in captive situations, but to the best of my knowledge, that has never happened in the wild.
Now, is it because you're an unattractive man, do you think, or?
That's probably it. We have had some lookers out on the boat, and they haven't been approached either. So there might be a flaw in that theory.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I apologize for Bill. He's been back in the back by the compressor, and I think he's been sniffing too many fumes. You hear what I'm saying there, Bill?
I can relate because I spent a couple hours working on mine this morning. Also.
Well, there you go. Okay, so no reason to
apologize.
It's
why he gave me a real answer.
Good point. So, that experience off the coast of Bimini with the wild dolphins, I've done that before. It's been many years. But, man, that is such a picturesque scene off the coast of Bimini to interact with these dolphins. And if you haven't done it as a diver, you definitely need to add it to the list. And obviously you can do this with Bill DeNolda Keefe's Bimini Undersea Adventures. Now, what about the diving, though, Bill? What do you guys have to offer in that regard? Because I know it's pretty nice stuff.
Yeah, Bimini has really been known over the years as a place with some outstanding diving, and Bimini's biggest claim to fame really is the marine life, the sheer numbers of fish here, the wide variety of fish. Our coral formations are good, but the main attraction, the thing that really sets Bimini apart, is in fact the marine life, the variety, and again the numbers that you're going to see here.
Yeah, it is. It's an impressive island, just, you know, topside to experience on your surface interval. But to just go out there and experience some of the clear water you get off the coast of Bimini is quite spectacular. Now, one of the other things I know you're doing through your website there, Bimini Undersea, is it the Bimini Undersea blog? Is this the thing you're working on right now? What is that again?
Yeah, that's something that I jumped into just a couple of months ago and having quite a bit of fun with it. You're right, it's BiminiUnderseaBlog.com, and I've been writing a few pieces there. Every so often I do, you know, sort of like a scuba or a diving tip type piece, and then some of it is a little bit more historical, telling some of the stories of the last 30 years of diving in and around the Bahamas.
Yeah, see, he has a great post on Neil Watson that is quite impressive, enlightening, even for someone who's known Neil as long as I have. I'll tell you, it's great stuff. BiminiUndersea.com. More with our friend Bill Keefe from Bill and Nolda Keefe's Bimini Undersea Adventures next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
We're talking with Bill Keith from Bill and Nolan Keith's Bimini Undersea Adventure. Yes, you hear Neil Watson. He has a nice little blog entry on his new website, BiminiUndersea.com. And then I guess there's a blog link. We'll find out where that is. But, you know, one of the reasons we're doing this, to tell you about some of the many destinations you can dive in the Bahamas, 700 islands in all. And a lot of the operations like Bimini Undersea are offering packages through the new BahamasDiving.com website, where you can book everything, soup to nuts, and you'll be good to go. It's a pretty impressive booking engine, is it not, Bill?
Oh, it's great. It's new. I think it's a one of a kind type of situation where someone who's looking to dive the Bahamas can go to that one site and basically, you know, pick and choose all the different things that they want to do specifically and find what destination best suits their tastes. It's great.
Yeah, it is. And once again, it's BahamasDiving.com. Go there. You can book everything you need to, for whether it's Bimini or maybe you want to do a little island hopping experience, whatever the case may be. Now, that blog we keep talking about that you're doing, Bill, is that a link?
The weblog?
Yeah, the weblog, right. Is that a link right from BiminiUndersea.com, or is that a separate website altogether?
There is a link from BiminiUndersea.com there, or you can just go to BiminiUnderseaBlog.com.
Okay.
There's a lot of different ways to get there. If someone's on our fan page, they can go there from the fan page. So there's a lot of different options.
Yeah, and you know, I know there's a lot of stuff in development right now for the island of Bimini as a whole. Are you pretty excited about that yourself?
Yes, very much so. There's a lot of things that are in the works. It looks like we may have some new air service coming into the island. A few developments are looking to open up. A few developments that fell on hard times are looking to reopen. So we're looking for a very upswing when our 2010 season gets up and running.
Excellent. Well, it's one of my favorite islands in the Bahamas. I definitely got to get over there and revisit things. It's been too long. You hear what I'm saying, Bill? You'll have us back, wouldn't you?
It has been, and you know, we better see you out here in the next couple of weeks.
You got it, buddy. Well, thanks for checking in. I really appreciate it, Bill.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's been great, and you know, again, I really want to extend that invitation and get you and your team back out here in the next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mr. Hammond, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble. Aye, sir. Chief of the watch, sound the dive alarm. Pass the word along to 1MC. Over the main valves and anchor.
Aye, sir. Pass you the word.
I want to feel alive, no way to drive, so I can dive.
That's bad.
I want to dive today. I want to dive today. Yeah,
no matter how many times we play that, it never gets any better. Weird. Really weird. I don't know. Hey, we got to do a little shout out to Bill there at Bimini Undersea and give out his. We have his 800 number if you guys want to go.
If you want to call directly, 1-800. I'm giving you time to get a pen.
Yeah.
1-800-348-4644. That's 1-800-348-4644.
Bimini Undersea Adventures, BiminiUndersea.com. That's Bill and Nolda Keefe's Bimini Undersea. That is one of my favorite islands. Matter of fact, a little flashback for those of you who don't remember, our crew here at Scuba Radio, that's why I asked them, will you have us back? Because last time we went to Bimini, I don't know if you remember this, Bill, because you weren't on that trip.
Yeah, I didn't get to go, no.
We're, I believe, still holding...
a record?
I don't know if it's a record or an honor.
I doubt it's an honor.
People that have traveled to Bimini and actually attempted to smuggle booze into the island.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
One of my diver buddies actually had a bottle of Captain Morgan, and he stuffed it into his dive bag because he wanted to drink Captain Morgan while we were on our little dive adventure after the day of diving, you know. And, of course, it broke.
Nice work.
And so in the customs office at of Bimini... everybody's talking and they're laughing and they're going, what the, and we're like, why is everyone all freaking out? What's going on? And then finally we realized what had happened. And it, so obviously his entire set of gear was all soaked with booze. Captain Morgan. So it smelled quite nice, actually.
Nice.
But we were the talk of the island.
I can scarcely wait for you to go back.
Yeah. And it's a small island.
Yes.
And, so when we got checked into the hotel room, We've heard of you, man. Well, no, we walked down the street to go to the liquor store because his bottle of booze had been busted up. And
we've
he had
been waiting for you, sir.
No, we got it. We walked in the door and we started looking around, and the guy behind the counter goes, hey, you're the one. You're the one. You guys are the ones, aren't you? Yeah, he had already heard about our
already
episode.
Heard about it. Yeah, how nice.
It had been all of 2 hours.
Nice.
So you take rum to the Bahamas.
Well,
that seems odd.
It wasn't me. It was him.
Do you take sand to the beach?
Well, maybe. Maybe that's the next accolade that we can strive for here at Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
Here, single Scott, maybe we'll do something memorable like that down in Key West. We're taking Scott down there.
If we do, let's not talk about it on the radio.
No, we will have to. That's part of the
part of the cost.
Part of the deal, yeah.
Part of the cost of this operation.
Exactly. Actually, Scott is going to join me, I'm going to join him, and we're going to dive the wreck of the Atosha, hopefully Tuesday if the weather holds out.
He's an investor in the Atosha.
That's right. And he gets to take his favorite dive buddy, which is going to be me. He doesn't know this, that I'm his favorite dive buddy, but I already told him
Actually,
that.
You know what? He already knows you're not.
Yeah. Okay. He just has to take a buddy.
There we are.
And you're the chosen one.
Yes, because I'm driving.
There we are.
So there you go. So that's the deal. We're heading down there. You'll hear all about that next week. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk to the grandson of Mel Fisher in just a little bit here on the big show. But first, a Dan tip, private boats and all about them next.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the Nature Island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Oh, sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing?
Staying out of trouble. How about you?
Same, and hoping to keep it so.
Are you expecting to get into trouble sometime soon?
Expecting? No. Acknowledging the possibility? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need more.
Well, look, I got a friend who just got a new boat. And he's taking us out diving this weekend. He's a great guy. He's an awesome diver. And so is the rest of the group. But I'm afraid things are going to get a little rowdy without the structure of a traditional dive boat.
Well, that shouldn't happen. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else. And if these divers are as good as you say, they know that.
Just to be safe, what things should I keep in mind?
The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do you start?
With the boat itself. Like dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. That goes for the boat's captain as well.
And if the boat is sound?
Stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine requirements like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board and, ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, you know, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency?
Make sure that there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Oh, absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics of the boat, both in terms of how to find everything as well as what procedures are to be followed, and that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus a charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water, especially exiting. Ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get in the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in the current.
What about a bubble watcher?
An excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying aboard to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line.
Anchors can come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure the person you leave to tend to the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. They should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. It might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get right down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials, planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning. You still have to take time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group. You still have to make sure the safety equipment's on hand and that someone knows how to use it. every dive requires the same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. Man, now I can't wait for the weekend.
Have a blast, buddy, and I can't wait to hear all about it. Unless, of course, you have room for one more.
Absolutely. Come on, Jeff. Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day. And don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you've thought of it all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And you know, we may be doing some of that diving off a private boat and or charter with our buddy Captain Marlon Scott at fishmonster.com in Key West starting tomorrow, if the weather holds out. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, guys. How's everybody there on Scuba Radio?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. Now, we're going down to Key West tonight. Single Scott and myself. Single Scott's never done the Duval Crawl. We're planning that for tomorrow night. And then Monday, maybe I hear the diving on the Vandenberg is quite impressive right now. Is that true or what? What's the story?
You know, it's hard for me when somebody comes back and tells me, okay, 200 foot of visibility?
Whoa.
200, and that's something. But this guy, born and raised in Key West, his name is Wayne, and you've been with him before, Greg, on Dive Key West. Now, it's probably anywhere from 100 to 200 foot of visibility right now off of Key West on the Vandenberg. Now, the reef's kind of dirty, but, man, there's this big push of blue water that's come in. You can see 145 feet down and see the bottom next to the Vandenberg right now.
Now, here's the thing. Quite honestly, I can't see 200 feet. I mean, in clear skies on the top of a mountain, I can't see 200 feet.
Okay, so, well, here's how it works. If you can see
200
feet, then you can see the whole
thing. All right, now it's making sense to me.
There you go. There
you can see it just looks like a big gray mass.
Yeah, it's just a big blur. It doesn't matter to me.
Is that a manatee? The biggest damn manatee I ever saw. Anyway.
With a radar dish.
Yes. But yeah, we're going to come down and do some diving with Captain Marlon Scott. Now, fishmonster.com, you can go there and actually charter some of his boats for diving, fishing. You tie in stuff with Dive Key West as well, right?
Isn't he?
He's
also running a bed and breakfast, isn't he?
Say that again, Bill. I want to get every word down so I can go ahead and fire right back at you. What did you say?
Aren't you also running some kind of bed and breakfast operation down there at fishmonster.com?
No breakfast.
Oh, I'm glad. That was pretty vanilla. That was easy to answer. And it's kind of like that. We don't offer breakfast, but we do offer a facility on. We've got three vessels. We've got two 36s and a 48-foot Sea Ray that we allow the rentals right there at Key West Harbor Yacht Club. So, yeah, we can also house our charters as well as take them either fishing or diving.
All right, honestly, how hard would it be to go and get a half dozen frickin' muffins and call it a bed and breakfast? How hard would it be?
There's a Dunkin' Donuts right around the corner. So you're onto something there, my friend.
I'm telling you, I am. I'm a frickin' genius. A marketing madman.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Scuba Radio. Deborah Hill. A lot of people call me the Scuba Shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's Greg, the Dive Master, someone I'd certify as, absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
Why does that make you smile?
What do you mean?
Every time we play that rejoin, you get a little smile on your face. Is it the giggle? Is it the giggle at the end?
No, she likes nuts, and nuts are very healthy. It's a great snack food to have on your surface interval between dives. I've read that in medical journals. Peter, back me up. Peter is he's on the line. He's from Adventure Scuba Company. You're with me on this, right, Peter? You know
I
I'm
am here. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you guys are doing a grand opening, or no, this isn't a grand opening. This is like some kind of celebration.
This is our open house Spring Into Diving.
Spring Into Diving event.
Absolutely.
And that's in where in Virginia?
We are in Chantilly, Virginia.
Chantilly. Now, what's the diving like in Chantilly?
The diving in Chantilly, we have a beautiful quarry that is about 38 to 45 degrees and about 5 feet of visibility.
But instead of dive flags, they use Chantilly lace.
Exactly. We use night vision to go in there.
Nice.
But we usually love to go to the Caribbean. We have a lot of dive trips on the AquaCat this year.
Excellent.
We were at Neil Watson's last year in Eleuthera.
Sure. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's good where we like to go diving, the Caribbean and the Pacific.
Great. Well, that's an open house event going on today. Scuba VA. You know, scuba for
ScubaVA.com. It's Adventure Scuba Company.
Yes. Well, Peter, thanks for checking in, man. I do appreciate it, and I wish you guys the best with your open house.
Well, thank you very much.
Anyone who has an ID which says they are management with the Veterans Administration can get into their open house event for free.
Is that true, Peter?
Absolutely. We do a lot of work with service-disabled veterans.
As well as everybody else.
Absolutely.
Well, everybody gets in free, but if you got that Veterans Administration ID...
Come on in. We got plenty of food for you.
They'll put you somewhere in the middle of the line.
Free food. Exactly. Oh, you got to love it. All right. Well, Peter, thanks for checking in. We do wish you the best with your event there, my friend, okay?
Well, thank you very much. We love your show.
Thank you, sir. There you go. See, they're doing it in Virginia. I mean, they're diving.
Yeah, well, they're also doing it in Virginia. I heard that state's for lovers.
Is that what you heard?
I heard that.
Does that all go back to that Chantilly lace thing?
And a
Chantilly
pretty face.
Interesting. All right, well, we're going to go dive for treasure off the coast of Key West. But first, we got to talk to the grandson of Mel Fisher for some tips. And we're going to do that in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, as well as check in with our friends from Dominica. And if that weren't enough...
And it's not.
Grenada! Yes, it's all happening in hour two. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.